The Winston-Salem Symphony has a new holiday musical tradition in the works that combines carols, classical favorites, and sing-alongs with aerial acrobatics, a cameo from Santa, and more. I spoke with Winston-Salem Symphony music director Robert Moody. Bob, this is not a Christmas concert. This is a Carolina Christmas spectacular.
Yes, it's going to be the title we hope for years and years to come, but I will say when I first heard it, I had this image of the movie Moulin Rouge, where, you know, their event was called Spectacular, Spectacular, and I think of that. In some ways, there's a nice connection because we are working to make this somewhat of a positive, wonderful spectacle. It's a different type of Holiday Pops program than exists currently in the Triad, and I'm very excited about that. In fact, many orchestras around the country have this type of concert, this sort of format, and we have not. And it's one of the, in my thinking, last pieces of the puzzle of how we reach more of the community that we've put together in the 10 years that I've been here.
Well, and one big part of that is forging new relationships with the symphony and a whole host of groups.
Yeah, that's right. So it's, I craft the program in thirds. The first portion of the concert focuses on the traditions of the holiday. So in this case, I mean, we celebrate the kind of music that makes you think about the family gathering and the meal and chestnuts roasting in an open fire and, you know, nice warm red sweaters and that sort of thing. Music that accompanies that. The next part is the story of the holiday. And by this, I mean the story. Child in a manger, angels, shepherds, star in the sky. And we have a really, I think, beautiful segment focused on the story of the birth of the Christ child. And then finally, we end with the spirit of the holiday. And in this case, I mean the spirit of fun and jollity and specifically Old Saint Nick. So we move to kind of a great celebration and welcoming of Santa Claus to the season to finish the concert. And in doing those things, we have some great guests. We have the Winston-Salem Symphony Chorale, led by our wonderful choral director, Dr. Carol Ott. And they've played a huge role in this, a lot of incredible choral orchestral works. One phenomenal a cappella setting of Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming that they will sing. We have the Burke Singers, which is this year a quartet of female vocalists from Winston-Salem State University, and they are phenomenal. And actually, I'm going to do a little singing with them as well. And then maybe the biggest spectacular is the fact that we have two aerialists from Cirque de la Symphonie. So if you know of the Cirque du Soleil type shows that are very popular in Las Vegas and Orlando and touring the country, then you have an idea of what these portions will be like. These two phenomenal gymnastic aerialists are going to actually be lifted above the floor of the stage, above the orchestra, on a piece of white silk. And then they will fly above the orchestra, out slightly above the audience, and do this amazing air choreography to the Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker, for example. It's really spectacular. I can't get around the word, but it's quite true.
Winston-Salem Symphony music director Robert Moody. On Saturday, November 30th at 2 o'clock and 7:30, and Sunday the 1st at 2, they'll team up with aerialists from Cirque de la Symphonie, the Symphony Chorale, and Winston-Salem State University's Burke Singers for a Carolina Christmas spectacular. Tickets start at $25, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.